Hare Krishna. Today is the disappearance day of Sanatana Goswami, Prabhupada, and Guru Purnima. And this is a calendar day in the Vaishnav calendar, in the Hindu calendar, in the Vrindavan calendar, and Guru Purnima, something that everybody observes. It is the actual appearance day of Srila Vyasadeva, who is Guru in the sense that Krishna Hoite Chaturmukha, in that he has written down the transcendental knowledge that was known as the Veda, or the spoken word, in days of yore, and because he's given knowledge, Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshuru Militam Dina Tasma Shri Guru Veda Maha. Therefore, he's Guru. Who gives knowledge? He's Guru. Different types of gurus. There's Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru, there's Shravan Guru, and Mantra Guru, but ultimately Vyasadeva is the Shiksha Guru for everyone, since we all accept and follow the teachings that it gives. In the same way that, for instance, Srila Prabhupada is the Shiksha Guru for all members of ISKCON. And Sanatana Goswami is considered to be the ideal Diksha Guru, representative of the Madan Mohan deity, just like Govindaji is the Shiksha Guru, Rupa Goswami is the ideal Shiksha Guru and the representative of Govindaji Vigraha. That doesn't mean that Rupa Goswami is not our Shiksha Guru, Sanatana Goswami. Indeed, actually, Sanatana Goswami is the Shiksha Guru for all devotees, for all members of the Gaudiya Sampradaya. Once when Jagannanda Pandit was giving advice to Sanatana Goswami, and Lord Chaitanya found out, he got extremely upset. He said, "Who is this young, inexperienced Jagannanda to give you advice?" He said that you're competent to instruct me. So then, how can Jagannanda instruct you? And indeed, Sanatana Goswami, who was the Diksha Guru of Rupa Goswami, and of course also the elder brother, he was revered not only by the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, but the Brijbasis as their guide. He was very much a recognized authority in transcendental subject matter, and also very practical, because he was the prime minister of Nawab Hussain Shah, so he was also very knowledgeable in terms of management, organization, practical details, and of course in diplomacy. So he would not only instruct just Brijbasis, but also the devotees. And to the Brijbasis, he was really absorbed in, he was engaged in sorting out their land feuds, or participating in their weddings, very very caring, very loving. And of course, Sanatana Goswami lived in modern Mohan Temple in Vrindavan. Before that, he lived in Gokul. And then he also lived in Govardhan, Chakratirtha by Manasaganga Lake. Raghunath Das Goswami wrote this verse, Vairagya Yuk Bhakti Rasa Prayatnam, from which Prabhupada often quotes this, Paradukha Dukhi Kripam Buddhi. Srila Prabhupada actually sent the same verse when his brother Keshava Maharaj passed away, his condolence. It ends, Sanatanam Prabhu Vashrayami, I take shelter of Sanatana Goswami. He sent that verse, and the only thing he did was that he changed the name Sanatan to Keshava. It comes from one of Raghunath Das Goswami's books. And Raghunath Das Goswami wrote this, that I was reluctant to drink of the ocean of devotional service laced with renunciation, but Sanatana Goswami forced me, therefore he is a ocean of mercy. Raghunath Das Goswami lived on the shore of you're all probably saying it and waiting for me to sort of sputter it out. Anyway, here it is, Shyamakund. And he lived on the bank of Shyamakund. Sanatana Goswami would regularly do Govardhan Parikrama daily. And therefore he would sort of rest and stop in on Das Goswami. On one particular occasion, Sanatana Goswami saw Raghunath Das Goswami chanting on the bank, very much absorbed in his japa. And the tiger came down to the lakeside to drink, not far away from Das Goswami. And in order to ensure that the tiger didn't do anything untowards, Krishna appeared. So when Sanatana Goswami showed up, he saw Krishna guarding Raghunath Das Goswami, the tiger, and Raghunath Das absorbed in bhajan. And when the tiger went away, then Krishna went away, and Das Goswami was still chanting. So Sanatana Goswami brought him out of his reverie and said, What kind of devotional service are you doing, just distracting Krishna from his pastimes? And he explained what the situation was and told him that from now on he should build a little kutir and to do his bhajan in the kutir where he wasn't a threat from any wild animals. So that's how the kutir system started up until then. Raghunath Das Goswami was just living out in the open. And and Sanatana Goswami, when he was living at Manasaganga, Chakratirtha, it's related to Lord Shiva, Chakleshwar Mahadev, in that he's a partial expansion of Sanatan Kumar, and of course also Labanga Manjari, although sometimes it's said, or that he's also called Rati Manjari, although Raghunath Das Goswami is also called Rati Manjari. And On this day, Sanatana Goswami left his body, and the devotees were in great mourning, and they carried him all around, bathed his body in Manasaganga, did parikram of Manasaganga, and then took him all the way back to Vrindavan. Now his samadhi is at the foot of Madan Gopal, Dwadasa Dityatila. And on that day, everyone was so attached to Sanatana Goswami that all the men in Vrindavan shaved their heads. Now, shaving your head is a symbol when when your father passes away in the family, then the Indian custom is that you shave your head. So here, everyone in Vrindavan considered that Sanatana Goswami was like their spiritual father, and they shaved their heads. On this day also, Rupa Goswami once was going to host Sanatana Goswami for his birthday, but he was lamenting that he really didn't have any proper ingredients for cooking. And this was in Terkadamba. Srimati Radharani wanted to facilitate Rupa Goswami and also do some seva service for Das Goswami. So she appeared as a little young girl, Brijbasi girl, and she said, we heard that you were going to arrange a feast here on Guru Purnima, so here we brought you all of these foods. So Rupa Goswami was very happy, and she also brought along, this is, and aside from all of these vegetables and grains and ghee and so many things, here's some sweet rice that I personally cooked. You could include this in your feast. So when Sanatana Goswami came, then he saw these preparations and said, where did you get all these things from? He's just living in the middle of nowhere. Not really nowhere, it's Vrindavan, but a very secluded place. So between Javat and Nandagram, so Sanatana Rupa Goswami explained, and so Sanatana Goswami just accepted that, and they had the feast. And when Sanatana Goswami tasted this sweet rice, then he got into ecstasy, and he immediately asked him, says that, who was this girl brought this? And Rupa Goswami described her, and he says, don't you realize that this girl was Sri Radha, and that now you've distracted her from her Leela because you're trying to do this thing? So they were both in great ecstasy. And on this day is also the birthday of Srila Vyasadeva, as I had already mentioned. Vyasadeva is the son of Parashara Muni and the daughter of a fisherman, Satyavati, who used to ferry boats from the far side of the Jamuna over to this side. And Parashara Muni was coming along. He was the speaker of the Vishnu Purana and compiler of other scriptures, very great sage and pure devotee. And he became enamored by Satyavati, by the arrangement of the Lord. And so they beget this child, who was then born on the island in the middle of the Jamuna. The island is called Dwipa, so that's why he's called Dwipayana. Vyasadeva was born on the island. And And in Bhagavatam, we read how Vyasadeva was in the Himalayas when Narada came to him and told him to write the Bhagavatam. But some say that the Bhagavatam was written on an island, not necessarily in the Jamuna, not necessarily the same island on which he was born. And there used to be on the Parikramarg a place which was said to have been the place where he compiled the 10th canto, that he came here to Vrindavan to write the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. That's what they say. Unfortunately, that place is no longer there. So it's a day to remember Srila Vyasadeva, to worship him, to worship one's own guru, to give thanks for the knowledge that we have received, transcendental knowledge, and to also remember the great soul, Sanatana Goswami, whose book Brihad Bhagavatamrita is not only on my favorite list, but on the top of my favorite list. Hare Krishna.